Blog Talk Radio.
Presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together and engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I believe God is truly the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. If you have missed any installment, past installments of Motivational Mondays, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we examined freedom and the pursuit of independence from a different point of view. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are excited to welcome another all-star to the broadcast, returning expert, in-studio guest, Tracy Weathers, District Field Director of Census. Please allow me to set the stage of where we're going on today for the broadcast before we bring in our in-studio guest. I want you to know that Tracy and I will share for about 40 minutes into our broadcast. Around that time, we will invite you to share in and participate in the dialogue. We welcome your questions and your comments about 40 minutes into the broadcast, and so we want you to know that we appreciate the interactivity. If you have a question that comes up, you have a comment you want to make, jot that down on your iPad, your laptop, your desktop, on a standard notepad, whatever you need to do. And we want you to know that we look forward to having you chime in at the appropriate time. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in this broadcast with you. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send an inbox message, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We thank you for your support to extend our outreach, and we want you to know that this is a rich topic, and we don't want anyone that you know to miss it. Without further ado, I'm going to bring in someone that has grown to be very near and dear to my heart, just a beautiful light. I had the pleasure of meeting Tracy Weathers at one of her events, Women Worthy of Wealth, over a year ago now. And I remember sitting in the audience thinking, wow, this woman is truly dynamic. I really appreciated the information that she had to share. We've since grown and done a couple of things together, continuing to grow in our relationship together. And she really is a mover and a shaker. There's so much more to her. And I'm going to welcome in today's in-studio guest, Tracy Weathers, District Field Director with Census. Tracy, are you with me here in the boardroom?
I am, Coach. How are you?
I am absolutely fabulous and just so truly grateful to have you, because I know the wisdom that you have to share, and I'm excited about our global listening audience having the opportunity to just really sit at your feet for a moment today as we talk about positioning ourselves for wealth and the power of asset protection. But before we jump into our, share with our audience, who is this beautiful light that I've grown to know and still know, growing to know? Who is Tracy J. Weathers?
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm so thankful, Coach, that you've invited me back to share with your listening audience. I'm very passionate about wealth and wealth building and having a plan. And then tonight, our conversation, I'm really excited about, because I think that oftentimes we don't even bring this up as it relates to our plan for our financial future. And so I'm excited to share this with you and with the audience. But who is Tracy Weathers? So, wow, I am just recently retired corporate executive, 32 years with the Xerox Corporation, wonderful career. But I figured out, as many of the folks that are on this line figured out many years ago, that if I were to reach financial independence, which is certainly my goal, I probably would not accomplish that working for someone else. And so my husband and I began our journey probably about 8 years ago now towards that financial freedom. And I'm happy to say that the road that we took has been most fruitful. And that really is all about helping other people to put a plan in place that prepares them and their family for their financial future. And we're passionate about this work and, are enjoying every moment of it. But I said that I was a corporate executive. I retired as a general manager at Xerox Corporation. I am a mother. I am a wife. I am a sister. I am a friend. But I am really excited to do what I believe God has chosen me to do, the work in making sure that every person out there has a basic financial education as it relates to money, and financial literacy is at the heart of everything that we do at our company. And then just making sure that information gets to the masses. And so that's my passion. That's my life's work. That is what I believe my purpose is. I'm going to sum up who is Tracy Weathers. She is a wife, she is a mother, she is a friend, and she is passionate about making sure that every family out there has a plan for their financial future. And my wish for everyone is financial independence.
And, I love that. In last week's broadcast, we were speaking about independence, and this so connects with independence because it's important for individuals to understand understand how they need to position themselves. And while we hear your passion, was there a particular situation that led you on this passion in this specific area? As you mentioned, a corporate executive director for Xerox for 32 years, and 8 years ago with your honey, you started this business. Was there something that was the, I don't know, the trigger, as one would say, that led you to this pathway?
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. Actually, my husband, 8 years ago, well, actually a little bit more than that, had started his own company. And being a business owner, you are in charge of your own retirement. I, quite honestly, didn't think much about retirement. We had decided that he would start his business at the time, and that, that business would retire both of us, me first. In fact, that's what I thought we agreed upon. And then one day he said that he was concerned about his retirement. He was at the time approaching 50 years old, which is unfortunately when most of us start to think about our financial future. And he was concerned about it. And I remember listening to him and listening to his concern, but thinking, I'm not sure how I can help him with that. My solution had always been in matters of money, that if we don't have enough, just go make some more, versus determining how to make the money that we've been working so hard for actually work for us. I didn't know how to do that. I thought money was complicated. I thought it was hard, and it was something that I couldn't do. And so when my husband shared that he was concerned about a retirement plan, having no retirement strategy, I should say, I thought, well, I'm not sure how I can help him with that, but I just listened. And it seemed like the very next day, I'm sure that it wasn't, but it seemed like the very next day, a dear friend of mine shared that she had gotten some information and she was working with a company that was actually providing solutions regarding retirement. And I thought, wow, that's wonderful. That's what my husband just said that he was interested in hearing about. And so they went to my husband's office and shared the information with him, and he liked what he heard. And then they came to the house to share it with me, and me being the corporate executive, I've been trained professionally to vet everything, and so I, of course, did that. But what I appreciated the most about the approach of the company was the way they shared the information. They first started from a place of education, which that never happened to me before sitting down with any financial planner or a money manager or anyone. No one had ever started from a place of education. It was assumed that I knew, and I didn't want to let them know that I didn't. And so, quite honestly, we left several financial services providers' offices thinking to ourselves, what did we just do? So really a lack of education, a lack of information. Anyway, the company's approach was very much about education. I like that. We did what we needed to do for our family, and then realized that if we don't know this, there must be a lot of people out there just like us, professional business owners who don't have this information as well. Who's going to share it? And that began the journey. And I will tell you that that journey took our life in a whole different direction, and all for the good. And so that's how it began. It began with us trying to figure out what to do with our financial future.
And, I love that you had a need first, you filled that need, and now you're supporting others and doing the same. And, I think it's important to establish, is it ever too soon for one to begin to plan, and is it ever too late? And I have a follow-up question to that, but I want to hear your heart around, is it ever too early? Is it ever too late?
In matters of money, there are two things that are always of consideration. The first one is time, right? You have time on your side, and if you don't have time on your side, then you must have money, right? Unfortunately, if we wait too late and we don't have the money to set aside and to save, then we run into difficulties there. But getting started too soon, we typically don't, because we're just enjoying life and not paying attention, then we kind of end up in that space where if we started sooner, we would have been further along. So as we look at money and saving for our future, time and money are very, very important. So if you don't start sooner, then you have to later set aside much more money than you would have had to had you started sooner. But it's never too late nor too early, because we have got to take care of this. It's not like we can just ignore it and hope that it goes away. We have got to have a plan in place that we can work, whether we do it early, whether we do it late, we just have to start.
Wonderful. And, you know, I think it's important, Tracy, for our listening audience to understand before we move into the asset and income protection, you know, the three enemies to building wealth, what would hinder one from building wealth that they may not even be aware of?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? These enemies, most of us are very aware of. We just don't really understand how they impact us personally. And so when we sit down with clients, we start from that place of education, as I've said several times. And the three enemies to you accumulating wealth, the first enemy is inflation. And so what is inflation? Inflation is the rate in which things are becoming more expensive, and they just are, right? But they are to the tune of 3 to 4% a year is inflation. So most people don't get a 3 to 4% increase in their wages a year, but inflation continues to go up. The cost of goods and services continue to go up. So why is this important to the money that we set aside for our future? It's important because however much, wherever our money is, it must make more than inflation. So if inflation is 3 to 4%, then our money must earn more than 3 to 4% for us to be ahead of the game. If we don't pay attention to inflation, then, you know, the cost of goods and services today is going to look a whole lot different, going to be a whole lot higher, you know, based on inflation, 3% a year, you know, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. If we haven't planned appropriately for that, then, you know, the money that we set aside won't last as long. And so the greatest fear amongst us baby boomers, I happen to be in this group, people born from 1946 to 1964, is not terrorism. It really isn't. It is that we will outlive our money. And so inflation is something you absolutely have to pay attention to, because you want to make sure that you don't outlive your money. So the first enemy to our growing and accumulating wealth is inflation. And we must be mindful wherever our money is that it must make more money than inflation, which is 3 to 4% a year. The second enemy is taxes. And so I'm not suggesting that we don't pay taxes. In fact, I love the benefit of taxes. So, when I came to my office today, I didn't have to get out and move a refrigerator. I came on a paved road. If I call the police, they come. There is definitely a need for taxes. But here's what we believe, is that you should pay, we should all pay our fair share. Right? And so there are strategies to support you with regard to taxes. And so when we look at the money that we're setting aside for our future, we can determine when we pay taxes on the money. We can pay taxes now, we can pay taxes later, or we can be tax advantaged. And so what does that look like? In that tax now category, that's money that could be in the bank. That's money that's in maybe CDs, in real estate, money market accounts, mutual funds, stocks. So that money, you purchase those financial products with after-tax money. So we say that money is double taxed, because if you make a gain in the calendar year, you will be taxed again, capital gains tax. So we say the money in the tax now category is double taxed. The tax later category is typically government-qualified money, government-qualified accounts, like the 401K, the 403B, the 457, the IRA, the pension, SEP if you're a self-employed person. So those accounts get government qualified status, meaning that you don't pay taxes now. The money is growing tax deferred. You don't pay taxes now, but once you have your the money must stay in the account until you're 59 and a half. If you take it out before that, you're penalized. But at 59 and a half, and you start to take the money out of the account, that's when you will be taxed. So what do we know about taxes? Are they going to go up? Are they going to go down? If history repeats itself, they are going to go up, and significantly so, because taxes now are the lowest that they've ever been, so income tax-wise. And so what we have to be mindful of in that tax later category, you know, do you believe that taxes later, that increase, which we have no idea what that is, I mean, do we want to have most of our future money, the money that we set aside for our future, in an account that could potentially be taxed as much as 50, 60%. You say, where do you get those numbers? Well, taxes now are the lowest that they've been, you know, pretty much in American history right now, and they are inching up. But do you know that in 1960, high tax bracket was 70%? 70%. So you say, well, maybe I'm not in the high tax bracket, so that doesn't really impact me. But guess what? You were probably about 50, 60%. And if that were you today, or when you're 59 and a half, if taxes go up 50 to 50%, which they likely will, then what's your retirement income going to look like? Okay, so putting all of our eggs in that basket might not be what we want to do. And then that third bucket, or that third category, we call tax advantage, meaning that these accounts, and there are only three vehicles that are truly tax advantage, the monies that you use to use those vehicles, that money is after-tax money, so it won't be taxed again. The first vehicle is the Roth IRA. A great program, but it does have contribution and income limits. So you'll need to sit down with a professional and understand if you can even qualify for that, and as well as will it meet your financial goals. The other, believe it or not, life insurance, which most people truly don't understand the benefits of life insurance. The wealthy do, but that's some information that all of us need to have. And then the third is municipal bonds, which are city bonds. The city goes out for a bond measure. You hold that bond until it matures, and then once it matures, you cash it in. There's no tax liability, though bonds are delivering, city bonds are delivering about a 1% return. So not the best investment today. That could change. But today, it doesn't outpace inflation. Remember I said inflation was 3 to 4%. If the return on bonds is about 1%, probably not where you want to place your money now. That doesn't mean that 5 years from now that won't change. And so that's the second enemy to us growing our money, is understanding the tax impact later, or the tax impact now, quite honestly. 90% of everybody out there has their money, working people, not wealthy, have their money in the tax now and the tax later category, which is going to be proved to be quite problematic for us as we try to retire later on those funds. And then the third enemy is risk. And so that is, you know, when we put our money in the stock market, in any kind of stock market, variable kind of product, our money is at risk. The good news is there's an opportunity for high potential gain. The bad news is there's an opportunity for high potential loss. And so we have to determine, you know, where do we fit in that? But I always like to say, you know, Warren Buffett, everybody knows who he is, and everybody, you know, recognizes him as someone who's a very good investor, who's been very, very successful, and people are always asking him for investment advice. He won't give you any investment advice, but he does say there are two rules to investing. Doesn't matter what you invest in. It could be real estate. It could be the stock market. Whatever it is that you invest in, there are just two rules. Rule number one, never lose money. So never means never, okay? So the market going up and down, which we all know that it does, it's a very risky proposition, but he says never to lose money. And then he says rule number one. Rule number two, don't forget rule number one. That's it. That's all the investment advice that Warren Buffett would give. Here's the reality, though. 95% of the population ignore that advice. 5% takes that advice. those 5% control 90% of the wealth. What we're wanting to do at our company is to change that dynamic and more people being able to take advantage of this country's wealth versus us, the rest of the folks that kind of go in the other direction. And so those are the three enemies. And so once we understand those enemies and what the opportunity is for us to accumulate wealth, then we can plan appropriately for our financial future.
And I love that, Tracy, because you really are sharing such great richness today with us on Motivational Monday, that we're talking about positioning ourselves for wealth and the power of asset protection. And I know that there was a greatness of richness that was shared, and you probably, our listening audience, will have questions, want to make a comment. Know that we're going to give you an opportunity very shortly, but we want to receive more of the richness that Tracy has to share with us. And, you know, our audience is a very diverse group, very diverse background, different areas of focus. As we begin to move into asset and income protection, what would you say to the individual, to the entrepreneur, to the visionary, as it relates to the subject of asset protection, understanding that protection is safeguarding against something, to protect something? What wisdom do you have to share with us?
Yeah, one of the things that we share, Coach, is we share the four steps to winning in the money game. So the four steps to financial independence. The first step, I'm not going to go into all of these. I'm going to focus on the asset protection. But the first step is managing your money wisely. And so don't spend more than you make. Manage your debt, create an emergency fund, and then set financial goals. Most people spend more time planning their holiday or their summer vacation than they do their entire financial future. And so that's step one. Step two, which is where I want to spend some focused time today, is protecting your income and your family. Very, very important. And you mentioned the vastness of the audience on the line here. The business owner asset income protection becomes very, very important. Your greatest asset is your ability to generate income. If, in fact, you cannot generate income, then certainly many of the foundation that is holding up your financial house could be coming down. And then step three is accumulating assets, and I start to talk about inflation and taxes and risk. That all comes in under that category, and how to accumulate assets, understanding those are the risks. And then step four, preserving your legacy. So let's go back to asset protection. So what is it? Protection is, at the heart of protection is insurance. And so when we think of life insurance, we think about protecting our life. And so if just something happened to us, then the people that depend on us are the people that we want to make sure that we pass the legacy down to, then they will have the benefit of that once we are no longer. Well, that is very much the old technology as it relates to life insurance. The new technology is very different. Life insurance is one of the few financial products out there that is truly tax advantaged, meaning that there's no tax liability on life insurance while living or not living. There is no tax liability. And so it is a huge tax saving strategy, which the wealthy know very well how to employ. And we're trying to educate everyone else on how to employ that. The other thing, when we look at the purposes of life insurance, first and foremost is protection. Second is cash accumulation. You are able to accumulate cash in some types of life insurance. And then third is tax advantages. And then fourth is estate planning. And so what is income protection? What is asset protection? Exactly that. So as a business owner, your business relies on you completely. So if for some reason, maybe a health reason, you are unable to be, you know, in your business or to work your business, let's just say, God forbid, you're diagnosed with cancer, stroke, heart attack, end-stage renal failure, any of that you're diagnosed with, then that could potentially stop your business and or bankrupt your business. But what if you had that kind of protection, income protection, which life insurance provides now. This is the new technology, that if you were diagnosed with something like that, you didn't die from it, but just diagnosed, that your income would be protected and you would have access to up to 90% of the death benefit that you had in your life insurance policy. So average life insurance policy from $250,000. So you would have access to up to 90% of $250,000 to protect your income while you get well. I mean, the statistics are pretty amazing. Actually, I don't know if I'm going to say amazing. Maybe I say alarming. But when we look at just kind of how, as we are living longer, the opportunity to be afflicted with some critical illness is much greater. In fact, here are the statistics around heart attack. Every 34 seconds, someone in the U.S. has a heart attack. One just happened.
And you know what is so interesting about what you're saying, and I just wanted to interject because I literally got a message notification today about someone that I know, an associate, and they stated that they had two heart attacks. I guess back to back they had a heart, exactly, and they have this individual sedated and all of that. And in preparation, of course, of today's show, I was thinking, wow, I'm sure that someone thinks I get ill, I'm okay. I have health insurance. But we don't think about beyond my health insurance and covering those needs. And this person is a business professional, business owner, entrepreneur. And so I was thinking, wow, I hope they have assets and income protection because they're in a place now that they can't earn the income. And I am really, you know, connecting with this as an entrepreneur myself, I'm sure others here on the line with us today on the broadcast of Motivational Mondays can relate. Many are visionaries, you know, many are entrepreneurs, business owners who are movers and shakers and you know, moving forth. And I know one of the things, Tracy, that individuals would say is that I don't know where to start. Like I was sharing with someone today about today's show broadcast, right? And I said, I think this is a topic that you really need to engage with. And they said, well, I need some assets first. And so what would you say to an individual that feels like I'm not in the position yet to, quote unquote, protect assets or income, but yet I'm a visionary and I'm an entrepreneur, I'm building a business?
Yeah, you know what your greatest asset is? I mean, people think that that's things. Most people think their greatest asset is their home, you know, or maybe the investments or things that they've acquired. And for some folks that is. But for most of us, our greatest asset, let's do that for all of us, our greatest asset is our ability to generate income. That's our greatest asset, because if we don't have that, then everything else potentially could come down. Let me give you another statistic here. It said that the statistics tell us, the information tells us that because we're living a lot longer, the chances of us having a heart attack, like I said, one every 34 seconds, the survival rate is 60%. A stroke, one every 40 seconds, the survival rate is 70%. And cancer, one in two people will be diagnosed with cancer during their lifetime. Breast cancer survival rate is 87%. Prostate cancer survival rate is 98%. And so people are being attacked, lack of a better word, with these illnesses, but they're living through this. But this is what's going on. So if these illnesses, even though these folks have health insurance, is still causing a huge financial burden. 60% of all bankruptcies in the U.S. are due to illness, and 80% of those people had health insurance.
Wow, when you think about that, that is absolutely amazing because it really does show that more education, and I know you said that that's a part of your heart as to why your passion for your industry and what brought you to this industry, you know, one, wanting to assist others with retirement solutions and realizing that there was a lack of education around how do you position yourself truly for wealth, starting wherever you are at any stage. We've determined that it's never too soon, it's never too late, you still just need to get started. And so when you talk about the statistics of the effects of this, it is amazing. What additional wisdom would you share with someone who is saying, you know, I don't know where to go from here? And I think that this is also a good point for us to open the lines. There may be individuals that are engaged with us. We've given a lot of richness that feel like, wow, I have a question, I have a comment around this subject. And so I want to give our listening audience the opportunity, and we'll, of course, continue on with our dialogue. This is the time, again, in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, here on Motivational Mondays to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Or you may dial in, and you have to dial in if you're on your electronic device. Maybe you're sitting listening in on your laptop or your desktop or your iPad or your tablet. You need to dial in, and the number to do so is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374, having a rich discussion with Tracy Weathers around positioning ourselves for wealth and the significance and the power of asset protection. So, Tracy, what else would you share with an individual as it relates to just simply getting started? What would you say would be their first step on this journey?
Well, I think first you should sit down with a professional that can help you, that can kind of give you the information, give you the education. Our company, that is what we do, and so certainly they can reach me through you, through the show here, if you don't have someone that you're working with. But that would be the first step, to sit down with someone who can provide you with the information and the education. And then I think it's so easy for us to think that we have time, or we can wait, or, you know, not now, maybe later. And then, unfortunately, one of those illnesses, one of those critical illnesses attacks us, and we could have had this support, or we could have had this protection, and we now can't qualify for it. So let me just tell a quick story here. One of my clients, a beautiful young woman, she and I sat down to do her planning, and young, vibrant, three children, one in college and another on the way to college, and then a younger son, 8 or 9 years old, husband, the main breadwinner, and took care of the family very well. And so the wife, when we sat down to put her plan together, she just kind of wanted to have something of her own. Her husband took care of the family expense and did a great job of that, and she wanted to just have something of her own. When she told me that she wanted to have something that, you know, provided her with some retirement income, that was tax advantage, that she could participate in the gains of the market and none of the losses, when she shared with me that those were some of her goals, then what I recommended, you know, what most people are not aware of, I recommended life insurance. And so she said to me, I don't need life insurance. And I said, okay, but as far as the retirement and the tax advantage and all of that, those just provide for that for you. And the added benefit is the living benefit, which is the asset protection, the income protection, and the death benefit should something happen to you. So it just does okay. So we go ahead, we set our plan up. Now, perfect health, no issues whatsoever. about a year later, maybe a year later, within a year, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so she hadn't even made a full, maybe she'd made a full year's worth of premiums towards her policy. But she's diagnosed. Now, who would have thought that that would have happened to her? I certainly would not have. But I tell you what, I felt really good knowing that I protected her while living. She's protected, and she was able to access a significant amount of the death benefit in her policy while she got well. And because her husband did take care of things financially, she didn't need the money. She utilized the money that she got, and she opened up a yoga studio, which was one of the things that she wanted to do. She wanted to be a business owner, and she wanted to do this for people that found themselves in a similar situation so that they could heal their body. But imagine how you feel when you know that financially you aren't struggling and you can get well versus how you would feel if financially you still have to work, you still have to provide some kind of income for your family, for your business, and you have to, and you're trying to heal as well. And so what this does is it protects you so you don't have that. And you do have the opportunity to heal and get well. So long story short, she is very well. She is doing very well. Her new business is thriving. And I feel really good that I had a part in that.
And I can only imagine, because just hearing the story, I can feel the rewarding benefits of that, knowing that had she not connected with you, wow, the story would have definitely been different. And, you know, I want to ask you, because someone may say, okay, I'm not in the business owner category. I'm not the entrepreneur visionary. I've already retired. How can asset protection and income protection protect me and support me if I'm already retired and I don't, quote, unquote, have the assets and the income, as one would say?
Yeah, well, you know, what we're finding is that most people have some form of life insurance, but most of that is the old technology. And so what we're doing is we're sitting down with those folks, we're sharing with them the new technology, which does include the living benefit and the asset income protection. And for most people, they can have that additional benefit, if not at the same cost, less cost, or about the same, maybe a little more, than what they're paying right now. And so it's an easy decision, no matter what your age. But what I would encourage you to do is to sit down with a professional and at least get that analysis done. And we're happy to do that for you at our company.
Wonderful. And, you know, we do have a global listening audience. And so I want to ask you, Tracy, do you have a network if someone is out of the state and wants to make a connection? Maybe they're not in California. Again, we are a global network. Do you have any resources that you can recommend or a network that you can connect individuals with who may not be in your area? Or can you handle someone that is not in California physically?
Yes, we can.
Wonderful. I love that. And I just want to remind our global listening audience that you are tuned in to Motivational Monday here on Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams and our wonderful, dynamic, all-star in-studio guest, Tracy Weathers, District Field Director of Census. And we are here having a wonderful, rich conversation on the subject of positioning ourselves for wealth and power of asset protection. Our broadcast is open, and so if you have a question or a comment, we invite you to chime in. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're listening in on your electronic device, you do need to call in 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, our broadcast is open and we welcome the interaction. Just press 1 on your telephone keypad. Tracy, what would you say is the most important message? If you just had one message that you wanted to share with our audience today, what would that one message or one bit of information be?
I think that it would be the importance of just making sure that you have the appropriate information, and then you act on it. I think that most of the issues around building our plan for our future is we seem to think we have time. And remember I told you, time is just time or it's money. And so either one, you know, you're going to pay, right? And so what I would say, the greatest message that I think I have is that you owe it to yourself to investigate this, to see how this would work inside of your financial strategy. I believe that everyone out there needs to have asset and income protection. Even though you may feel financially you have it all together, and I hope that you do, but like I said, one illness, one major illness, could take everything that you've built over the years completely away. It doesn't have to be that way, but most people don't know anything about it, and that's because it's fairly new. Like I said, it's the new technology. There's old technology, which most everyone out there has, and then here is the new technology that provides the living benefit, the asset, and the income protection. And so I think the greatest message that I would have is investigate this. Take a look at what you have. Talk to a professional. We love to talk with you at Census. Let us help you get you the information so that you can make the appropriate decision for you and your family, financial future.
And we feel your passion and your heart around that, and I trust that the audience has really gotten it, that regardless of where you are, it's worth looking into. And, you know, I heard you saying that obviously the living benefits insurance, the health insurance, not health insurance, life insurance, excuse me, they're entangled, they're connected. And so my question is, how does that affect one if they get an illness? Like, for example, the individual you spoke about, and they have to now take out on the policy, how does that affect things when they do eventually pass on?
Yes, the life insurance stays in effect. Now, of course, unless you, you know, the amount would be less that was given to you, right? But the remainder of the life insurance, and she had a remainder that was still in effect, it's still there, right? And so she still is paying for it. She still has it. She still has that protection when she does pass on. And so it doesn't go away. It doesn't cancel it out, if that's your question. It doesn't cancel it out. Now, it also, not only does it have, the critical illness, it also has a terminal illness, and then, of course, the death benefit. The terminal illness is a diagnosis, even if you don't expire, but a diagnosis that says that you have 24 months to live. And so in that time, though, we know, you know, God is the final decision maker here. And so in that time, if in fact you are healed, which we believe in healing, then you still have access to the death benefit and the policy during that, if that diagnosis is given to you. And in that case, all of the death benefit would be given to you. And so it's just protecting the assets that we have built up over the years, and protecting our income should we, God forbid, have some kind of an illness, some kind of a critical illness, and we need time to heal. So it's just putting ourselves in the best financial position.
And, you know, I love that because you shared with us early on that you and your husband, Al, you know, you moved into this area of business 8 years ago, and it's been very successful for you. I know that you just recently opened a new office in Long Beach, California, and you have a number of other offices around and throughout the city. Maybe someone is sitting and listening in and saying, you know, I'm good. I have my life insurance with my living benefits. I don't need to necessarily research it. I'm set, but I would be interested in a business opportunity with Census.
Absolutely.
Are there opportunities available?
Absolutely. So we just opened up this year, the beginning of this year. In February, we opened up our office in Oakland. And then we just opened our office just last month here in Long Beach. And we're really excited about that. We do have offices all across the United States, but those are the two new offices that we've opened most recently. And so, yes, absolutely, in opening up these new offices, we're looking for people who want to go out and help people and who also would be interested in earning some additional income, you know. And so we provide the training, we provide the support. And so if that's you, you definitely want to get in touch with us because there is a career opportunity also available to you if this is something that you're interested in, helping people to build a solid financial foundation. That's what we do at Census.
And I love that. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, Tracy, as we are approaching the time in which we prepare to wrap up this installment of Motivational Monday, what would you say, and I love to ask this question of our in-studio guests, what would you say has been the greatest life lesson that you have learned today? You may have many, but one that you would like to share with us.
You know, I think that you use some words and you said, I'm set. And, you know, and you said it in reference to people out there thinking that we're set. You know, I think the greatest lesson that I've learned is we're never set. And when we use that language, we actually close our mind to opportunities that we may not be aware of. You know, I tell this story oftentimes when I'm given a speaking engagement. I say, you know, if you knew that you could buy a car today and you could afford it, okay, but you could buy a car today that wouldn't have an astronomical cost, but that car would guarantee that you never had an accident. So it would, if you were going to move over on someone, it would make sure that you didn't do that. It would move you back into the lane so that you didn't, you know, collide with another car. It would, if you were approaching someone and you were about to rear end them, it would stop the car so that you would not rear end someone. So it would, it would know if you were about to have a car accident, and it would stop that from happening. And I always ask this in my seminars, how many of you would buy that car? And, you know, it's unbelievable the response. Everybody, yes, 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 I would buy that car, I would buy that car, right? And then when I go on and say, well, that car does exist, I have that car, and it is affordable, and you can have that car too. And then the question is, why don't you? So when we say we're set, it closes off the opportunity to be better. And so it's almost the worst words in the whole, you know, English language is I'm set, because then we're not open to new things, to new ideas, to new concepts. And so I guess I would say the thing that I've learned is that we're never set. Things are always changing. Things are always getting better. Cars that stop you from having car accidents, that's a new thing, but totally available today and at an affordable cost, but most people don't have it, okay? And so I would say that that's probably the biggest lesson that I've learned, is that we're never quite set, and it's always good to check up on where you are and make sure that where you are is where you intend to go in the future. And if there's anything that can help you along the way, be open to that information and then determine if it makes sense for you or not.
Oh, and I love that. And I love that because I'm a lifetime learner, and I do believe in always staying and being open. But, you know, there is that mindset of individuals that would say, I'm set, I got this, I'm good. And so I love how you tied that into your greatest life lesson, that we are never set, that we need to continue to stay open to new opportunities and possibilities and a new point of view, a new way of viewing something, because that really speaks to one's mindset. And we could very easily miss out on an opportunity that could put us in a better position, as we, of course, today on Motivational Monday has been speaking about positioning ourselves for wealth and assets and income protection. Ms. Tracy, how would our global listening audience, if they wanted to make a connection with you, how would they connect with you and or your offices, a representative from your office, what would be that contact information for them?
They can give us a call. The number is 5254-4710. Please make sure that they note that they were listening to us on the Coach Adams radio show. The number again, 562-254-4710.
Excellent. And I just want to, again, thank you so much for sharing the richness that has been shared for our listening audience. You have just a few more moments if you want to make a comment or ask a question. We'll give you the opportunity to do that as we're doing our wrap-up. You have just a few more moments. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Wow. Tracy, you know you hold a special place in my heart, and I so appreciate your passion and your desire to assist individuals in getting to a better position as it relates to their retirement, asset protection, and their income, and just really this passionate heart for wealth building and development and assisting individuals with strategies. I want our global listening audience to know that, of course, we are going to continue this dialogue. So we want you to know that we have established, for your convenience, a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's a group so that we can continue the dialogue. Maybe you had a question or a comment and you were feeling a little insecure about asking that live on the air. We understand. We get it. Know that that's a place for you to continue to dialogue with us, or you have a show topic that you feel would be a great topic, or even a guest that you feel would make a great guest here on Motivational Mondays, we want to hear from you. You can, of course, always inbox and or email Coach Adams. You can email me at admin@coachadams.com, email at admin@coachadams. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and I want to stay connected with you. So if you're not already a part of my network, please visit my website, coachadams.com, coachadams.com. And I want to let you know and or remind you that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. And twice a year, in January and in July, we offer and host a live empowerment win shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. It's a wonderful and dynamic time to shape up and win. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. If you're listening in today and you make the decision to act now for the next literally 24 hours, only for the next 24 hours, we're going to give you a special Motivational Mondays promotion, only 2-for-1. So for those that are listening in and you act now, you register, you will have the opportunity for bringing a guest and giving and paying forward that gift of empowerment. You can register online at ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, or you can call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Oh, you know what? I'm feeling generous. We're going to keep this promotion open for 48 hours, 2-for-1. And do know that sponsorship opportunities are also available. I'm real excited about next week's broadcast because we are reconnecting and reengaging in our Shape Up series, and that's always exciting because there's such a richness shared around your vision and around your purpose. I want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning into Motivational Mondays today here on Inspired Media for You. I can't thank you enough, Tracy Weathers, for bringing such a richness and wealth of wisdom around this subject of wealth building, asset and income protection. and your passionate heart for really assisting individuals in having a fireproof, is that a good word, fireproof retirement solution plan.
Absolutely. It has indeed been my pleasure. It has indeed been my pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity to address your listening audience.
Absolutely, and we look forward to hearing from you again in the future, and you're always welcome to share with us here on Motivational Mondays. You are what we would call family and an all-star that we always welcome to bring richness. Again, to our global listening audience, we thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays here on Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams. For I, Coach, you win, one who inspires. Again, thank you for tuning in.